ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's supposed to be the piece of legislation that helps get the NDIS back on track. Minister for the NDIS, Bill Shorten, introduced legislation into federal parliament yesterday which aims to pave the way for sweeping reforms to the scheme. But despite the Prime Minister striking a $10.5 billion funding agreement with the states and territories in December, several state premiers are openly now questioning the deal. The funding agreement was struck to help launch reforms from the wide-ranging NDIS review co-chaired by the inaugural NDIA chairman, Bruce Bonihady, who joins me this morning. Welcome, Bruce.
Good morning, Patricia. Great to be talking to you.
You are a foundational pillar of the National Disability Insurance Scheme. You helped devise it. You oversaw it as the NDIA chair. You've since reviewed it. Do you lament that a decade since it came into existence, the NDIS is in the position it's in?
No, is the short answer. I mean, look, the scheme has transformed hundreds of thousands of lives. It was also a revolutionary piece of reform. There's nothing like it anywhere else in the world. And I think it's inevitable that after 10 years, not everything is going exactly as you planned. And so to have the opportunity to come back and review the scheme and to put forward a series of recommendations to ensure that it meets the original vision, I think it's an extraordinary privilege. We also benefited from thousands and thousands of people telling us about their lived experience to inform our report. So we put forward a blueprint, and obviously I'm hoping that governments will now implement it in full, because everything's connected to everything else, so you can't just cherry pick these reforms.
Let's go to what's been introduced in this bill by Bill Shorten. It seeks to clarify what NDIS funding can and can't be spent on, for example, holidays, groceries, online gambling, cosmetics or bills. Why do these details need to be clarified?
Well, I mean, there were always limits on what the NDIS could be used for. It could not be used for everyday living expenses. That's never been in the original legislation. That was not specified. So this really just strengthens the legislation to make sure that it is used for intended purposes. But the legislation goes much further than that. It really does align with our recommendations into how the whole access and budget setting process now should change in order to come back to that original vision.
The bill is designed to rein in costs and make the scheme sustainable. It's about the growth of the NDIS and reining it back in. Bill Shorten assured current participants that eligibility will still be the same, plans will still be formed the same way, and funding will still be based on need. So how will the scheme be able to be brought back to a more stable financial position in terms of its growth?
So the reforms are designed to do two things. They're designed to improve the participant experience, to put people with disability back at the centre of the NDIS, to ensure that there is public trust and confidence, and to make sure that the scheme is sustainable. And those were the key elements in our terms of reference. And so what these reforms do in relation to access is shift the basis of access from diagnosis to functional impairment, which was always the intention of the scheme. The second thing it does is it strengthens the early intervention pathway to make sure that when particularly children or people with a psychosocial disability come into the scheme, that the supports for them are optimally structured so as to get the best outcomes for them in life. It also shifts the basis of budgets from line-by-line planning, which was quite traumatising for people, but also contributed to scheme inflation, to assessing their support needs holistically rather than on a line by line basis, and then sets out creates the framework to allow for much clearer tools and processes to be set up so that we get much more consistent decision making. It then provides for much more flexible budgets. And so in that way, it is doing, you know, multiple things. It is improving, you know, it's designed to improve participant experience, because many people told us during the review that they find the current process stressful and traumatizing. It also makes sure that if additional reports are needed, that the agency will commission and pay for them, because at the moment it's quite unfair. Some people can pay for their reports, others can't. And so it's a, you know, what we've got here is a holistic reform pathway. And I think the other point to really emphasize is that this is enabling legislation. So it's setting up the framework for all of this to happen, and none of it will take effect until there have been detailed consultations and engagement with people with disability, their family, their representative organisations, and also, very importantly, with states and territories, because this is a shared national endeavour across all governments.
The state premiers have accused the federal government of going beyond the funding agreement that was struck in December last year. How are you interpreting this stoush between the states and the Commonwealth?
Look, the way I interpret this is that this has always been, a federally structured scheme. It cannot work effectively without the Commonwealth and the states and territories working together. And I think we expect our governments to work together in the best interests of citizens. And so I think what I hope will emerge from this is, a continuation of what we have seen for well over a decade now, which is all governments and all political parties working together to make sure this scheme continues to not only be successful, but to thrive and to change people's lives.
Okay, but the Victorian government has said, and I'll quote, the changes that are now being proposed go further than what was agreed by National Cabinet, and we believe will have a damaging impact on the NDIS and those who rely on it. What's your response to that?
Look, I don't get to go to National Cabinet, Patricia, but all I can say is that the legislation that has been introduced is entirely consistent with our review. That review and its recommendations was based on an extraordinary level of engagement with the disability community. It reflects, what we heard from all of them. And by creating a structure that both improves the NDIS and also leads to improvements outside the scheme, we believe we can move to a system where people with disability, whether they're children or young adults or adults, will receive supports based on need. And what we have at the moment is a system that is deeply unfair. It's unfair if you're not eligible for the NDIS, because it's a desert out there. And if you're in the NDIS, there has not been the consistency of decision making that is needed. And so what we have recommended will, in my view, ensure that the scheme is both fair and is sustainable and will not leave people.
Are you worried, though, that the states are trying to squib their responsibility?
Look, I'm convinced that all governments are deeply committed to supporting people with disability in ways that are fair, that are sustainable. And when we talk about sustainability, it's really important to remember that there are two sides to sustainability. There's a cost side, but there is a benefit side. And the benefit side needs to be measured in human terms, in terms of better lifetime opportunities, as well as benefit in terms of reduced future costs. So I'm certainly hopeful. I'm an optimist, Patricia. You don't embark on a crusade like this for as long as I have without having optimism. I am very optimistic that all of these details will be worked out. And my message to people with disability and their families who are undoubtedly hearing all of this and are worrying is that, you know, what we're looking to establish here is a system that is fair and which is sustainable and so is there for future generations. And there's going to be a process of really deep engagement continuing to make sure that the reforms that actually take place now meet the extraordinarily diverse needs of people with disability and their families.
Thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure, Patricia.
Professor Bruce Bonihady was the co-chair of the government review into the NDIS, as well as being the inaugural chair of the NDIA.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.